It's Dr. Pinsky dictating. Amel, IMEN. Jose Morales, MORALES. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Morales as described in my report of 2/15/08. Did this pertain to an earlier injury involving the right shoulder? Period. He is now a 64-year-old male who describes he injured both of his shoulders again on 9/11/21. He was dumping a dumpster of bad block when this occurred. Period. He had surgery on the right shoulder on 6/18/22, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He completed his course of active treatment with Dr. McAlpin in December of 2022. Period. He acknowledges injuring the right shoulder in 2007, leading to surgery by Dr. McAlpin also. At that time, he fell inside of a bin, striking his right elbow, flexed, and his shoulder up. Pretty still was symptomatic from that accident at the time of the subject event. Period. In the paragraph, he describes the mechanism as to jiggling controls of a dumpster with the left hand at ground level, where the right hand is held on to the top and pulled him upwards once the machine activated. Period. New paragraph. This will be called record review. I know we don't normally do this through you, but give it a shot. IME from Dr. Ed Fleischman, FLEISCHMAN, :216-91. Next one is IME from Dr. Tim Pinsky at Best Med, :215-08. Next is IME from Dr. Pressman of Garden State Disability, :915-08. Next, employee claim petition for date of injury, 9/11/21. Next, answer to claim petition. Next, initial treatment and progress notes of Dr. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, from 9/13/21 through 3/3/23. Next is operative note from 7/18/22. Next is progress notes from Dr. McAlpin from February 22 through 3/3/23. Paired this was also with his colleagues at Premier Orthopedic Associates. Paired physical therapy notes from Premier Orthopedic were provided, :10/15/22-2/1/23. Next, PT notes of Rehab Excellence Center, :10/28/21-11/17/21. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Morales filed a claim petition alleging on 9/11/21 he was disposing material out of the dumpster, and while holding the lever open, it swung up and pulled on his arms, injuring his right and left shoulder. Period. He was seen by Dr. Moore at WorkNet on 9/13/21. Period. He related he injured himself on Saturday around 2 in the afternoon. Period. He was trying to dump a large dumpster bucket that is used for excess concrete after a run of production for block. Period. He was trying to dump it over and move the handle when it suddenly lurched forward, causing his body to jerk with it. Period. He complained of pain in both shoulders. Period. He did have a history of right shoulder rotator cuff repair about 20 years ago. Period. On this occasion, he was complaining of both right and left shoulder pain. Period. He was evaluated. Limited range of motion in the shoulders bilaterally, approximately 60% in the right shoulder and 80% of the left shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with bilateral shoulder sprain and initiated on conservative care. Period. He followed up at WorkNet over the next several weeks. Period. On 9/27/21, it was noted that his shoulder x-ray reports were back. Appeared on the right, there was an anchor in the right humeral head from prior surgery. Appeared the left shoulder x-ray was read as normal. Appeared he had been working modified duty and only taking Flexeril. Appeared he was awaiting scheduling for physical therapy. Appeared he followed up here through 11/16/21. Appeared he was then referred for orthopedic consultation, including review of his MRI. Appeared Dr. Moore wrote the MRI revealed signs of tendinosis. Appeared there was obstruction artifact from the prior graft. Appeared this seems to obstruct the leading edge of the supraspinatus tendon. Appeared he's still on modified duty. Appeared he was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Appeared new paragraph. This began with Dr. McAlpin on 2/18/22. Appeared he reviewed the MRI of the right shoulder, revealing infraspinatus tendinosis with small 2 to 3 millimeter interstitial tears along its insertion. Appeared there was also right subscapularis tendinosis. Appeared there was susceptibility artifact from his humeral suture anchor, obscuring visualization of the supraspinatus tendon insertion and intraarticular biceps long head of the tendon. Appeared direct CT angiography should be considered to further evaluate. Appeared there was also right subacromial and subdeltoid bursitis. Appeared he performed a corticosteroid into the shoulder and referred Mr. Morales for the CT arthrogram. Appeared on 3/11/22, the petitioner informed McAlpin he did not undergo that study because, quote, he was scared. Appeared, end quote. He was then cleared for regular duty without restrictions to return in 4 weeks. Period. He did return on 4/1/22 and saw the physician assistant. Period. He had been working full duty, but had difficulty with heavy lifting on the right compared to the left. Period. He was again ordered for a CT arthrogram in 3 weeks if he was no better. Period. New paragraph on 5/6/22. Dr. McAlpin had the opportunity to review the CAT scan with contrast showing supraspinatus and subscapularis tendon tears with slight retraction. Appeared his overall assessment was traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff and recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 7/18/22, Dr. McAlpin performed arthroscopy of the right shoulder, extensive glenohumeral joint debridement, including biceps tendon, arthroscopic biceps tenotomy, subacromial decompression, acromioplasty, and rotator cuff repair, double row. For the postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder pain, complete tear of supraspinatus into the infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons with partial tear of the biceps tendon. Period. He followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. Dr. McAlpin followed his progress through 3/3/23. He commented there was excellent motion and residual symptoms are secondary to post-surgical scar tissue and normal healing process. Appeared he can expect some subtle discomfort subsiding over the next 6 months to a year. Appeared he was again cleared for regular work duties and was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. Prior records show Mr. Morales was seen by Dr. Fleischman, F-L-E-I-C-H-M-A-N, on 2/16/91. Relative to accidents on or about 6/17/89 and 5/8/90, period, he offered estimates of impairment, including 10% partial total based upon residuals of cerebral contusion, 17.5% partial total based on residuals of right shoulder contusion with strain and sprain, and 2.5% of partial total cosmetic residuals on residual scarring at the burn sites. Period. I evaluated Mr. Morales as described in my report of 2:15:08 pertaining to the accident of 4:30:07. Period. My estimate of impairment was 7.5% to the right shoulder. For residuals of full thickness rotator cuff tear with impingement syndrome treated surgically with an excellent result. Period, I found no disability involving the arm or elbow per se. Period, new paragraph, the petitioner was also evaluated by Dr. Zients, Z-I-O-N-T-S, on 4-5-91 in reference to an accident of 6-16-89, period. He offered 5% partial total permanent disability overall regardless of cause with respect to two fractured right ribs and the acute cervical and lumbar sacral strain and sprain of the right shoulder joint. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Pressman on 9-15-08 relative to the 4:30:07 event. Period. He offered 50% partial total based on the contribution from the right shoulder. Period. He found no disability about the right elbow or hips. Period. His diagnoses were orthopedic residuals of work-related trauma on 4:30:07, resulting in internal derangement to the right shoulder with MR evidence on 6:27:07 of a partial thickness tear involving the supraspinatus tendon, semicolon, status post 8:22:07 arthroscopic right shoulder, subacromial decompression, and acromioplasty and arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, semicolon, resolved contusion to the right elbow with resolved right lateral epicondylitis, semicolon, resolved contusion to the thigh with no clinical evidence of residual trochanteric bursitis. Period. Now we'll go to physical exam. General appearance, he had a very muscular physique. Pretty states his job does not require him to do heavy lifting anymore. Period. Upper extremities, there was callus formation on the hands. Period, there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, right shoulder abduction was 165 degrees with flexion 140 degrees. Period, bilateral external rotation was to 75 degrees. Period, motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the waist level and T10 on the left. Period, motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period, manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Period, he had tenderness palpation anteriorly about the left shoulder and globally about the right shoulder. Period, shoulder maneuvers. He had positive Hawkins and cross-arm adduction maneuvers bilaterally. Period, on the right, there were also positive near, Jurgensen, Speeds, and Apley scratch tests, which were negative on the left. Period, the rest of those maneuvers are normal, cervical normal, thoracic. He was tender bilaterally at the interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm. Period, there was no tenderness of the spinous processes or scapulae. Period, impressions. Jose Morales alleges to have injured both of his shoulders at work on 9-11-21, disposing material out of a dumpster. Period. This was superimposed upon a prior right shoulder injury in 2007, for which I had previously examined him. Period. At that time, I offered 7.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. After the subject event, he was initiated on conservative care. Period, he underwent an MRI that was distorted by artifact. Brady then had a CT arthrogram described by Dr. McAlpin above. In paragraph 718-22, Dr. McAlpin performed surgery to be inserted here. Brady followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Brady last saw Dr. McAlpin on 3-3-23. The clinical exam was very good. In the paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Morales found there to be slightly decreased range of motion at the shoulders bilaterally, more so on the right than the left. Brady had complaints of tenderness with several provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, more so on the right than the left. Paired right shoulder abduction was 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Paired a global tenderness palpation about the right shoulder, suggestive of symptom magnification. Paired there was tenderness anteriorly at the left shoulder. Paired new paragraph, I would now increase my prior assessment of 7.5% up through 10 or 12.5% at the right shoulder. Paired there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph will also insert what I've got marked in my prior report. And that should be the end.